producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talking about it for the next couple of days here on America Tonight and everywhere else in between. While Hillary Clinton is buried in emails, or at least the FBI dudes are going through hers, the East Coast is bracing for what could be an historic amount of snow that falls down. For sure. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The, you know, it's interesting because I just watched that movie Everest after we had our pal Lou on who survived that. I wanted to see, as he talked about how tough it was for him to watch the movie, I wanted to see what that was like. And they did a great job on the cinematography, that's for sure. I cannot imagine when you have a 50-50 chance of surviving Everest to have that on a bucket list, but I'm not a climber. And reaching the summit must be an amazing thing, and coming down and surviving it as well. So we're not talking about an avalanche necessarily of snow, but we're talking about a lot of it. Enough that people are going to be urged to stay home on Friday. Saturday will be a nightmare. D.C. may be the worst of it. I was in D.C. a few years ago where we flew in and we went to do our thing close to the Capitol, and during the day snow was falling, and of course I wasn't paying attention. I was in a windowless place, and then going out, it was like, wow, how did this happen? And then you flip on the local news there, and oh, it was terrible. People were backed up for hours, stuck everywhere. 95 is the worst, and that's that whole quarter that goes from Philly and all the way down and to D.C., and it's going to be that way for sure. So they're talking about the storm and how much it's going to dump, and people are just pilfering everything they can, and, you know, it's nasty. But in the meantime, the South is getting this storm that's pushing up to the Northeast. Nobody's talking about that aspect of it. Because remember Atlanta a few years ago in Raleigh, North Carolina, how people had to get out of their cars and walk, and they were just completely trapped when people were ill-prepared for what was going on. Well, icy roads, freezing temperatures, school closings, emergency preparation. In the South on Wednesday, snow started to fall ahead of this storm that's supposed to blast the Northeast. And so we're talking Arkansas, Mississippi, all of those places, light snow accumulating, and it was in western Carolina, this was pretty bad, northern Georgia. It's that freezing rain and then the roads. I mean, that's the Appalachians just slammed by it. The University of Northern Georgia, boom, just white all day long. And they said, you know, it's beautiful, but then when it tapers off and then when you're talking about ice, such a different thing. When it gets dangerously slick, it's a whole different deal than dealing with soft, white, powdery snow. And a lot of that is happening in the South. It's a lot of that icy kind of stuff is happening. So, you know, we're looking at like 50 million people that could be affected by this monster storm that's going to have these blizzards supposedly and whiteout conditions and immobilized travel with some of our major highways, and crews are just going to be all over the place in Delaware and Maryland and West Virginia and Virginia and southern Pennsylvania. And it's what happens in the winter. Sometimes it happens and you get that kind of a storm. That's for sure, right? there is fallout. There is kind of a whiteout in a sense, in a different way, when it comes to politics, meaning we have less than 2 weeks before Iowa. Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump. He wisely makes a big deal out of it. And it seems to be, you know, it seems to be helping him. And the other candidates are wondering what, you know, are wondering what does that mean for them. They're being cautious about the whole Sarah Palin thing. And there's actually conversations about the possibility of Sarah Palin as his running mate. I find that hard to believe. I just can't imagine that there would be a part two, and that would be her role. And also, that would she really do that? You know, she's on the speaking circuit, I'll call it. There's no really, it's kind of the invisible circuit, but she gets asked to speak a lot and gets paid pretty well to do that. And I can't really fathom that she would go into that arena again. So Trump said, I haven't discussed anything with her about what she would do, but she's somebody I really like and I respect. And certainly she could play a position if she wanted to. So he didn't suggest that. He's basically saying, look, if I'm president, it could be whoever I want. I can pick whoever I want. Remember, you serve at the pleasure of the president, so he can pick whatever kind of cabinet he wants, or appoint an ambassadorship to her, or whoever. I mean, that's the whole deal. And so, I don't know. Makes for good conversation for some to suggest that she would be the running mate, but I don't see it. I don't. She definitely has a huge following. You know, I looked today on Facebook and Twitter, and she's you know, a Tea Party conservative. She's got some roots. She's got game there, and it can't be a lose situation for him if you look at who he's courting. And you know that she joined Trump at a couple of campaign events on Wednesday, including a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, you know, the Palin endorsement was front page news in New York. But I don't think it was what they hoped for. The New York style of printing it up was not quite like Iowa. The New York Post had a picture of Trump and Palin, and it said, Lady and the Trump, Sarah Donald, make love in Iowa. The Daily News had the picture of the two of them and said, I'm with stupid. Hate minds think alike. Palin endorses Trump. Oh, my. So it was no punches pulled, but that's New York for you. For sure. So I'm not surprised by that. So you know how America Tonight rolls. We zig and zag in a lot of different directions. Coming up on the show, we'll talk a little more about the politics of the day. And then, of course, what you missed, in other words, because there's plenty that's happening besides the snow and besides politics. On the road again. Willie Nelson says it best. If you get down, get on the road again. There's a lot of great places to see in this country, and we want to take you there in 2016. Check out kateontheroad.com. On the road
again. This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So this is where we take you on the ride and fill in the blanks, meaning we know the world is revolving around Trump or Bernie Sanders and how much he's catching up to Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton and is she going to go to jail and ooh, how about those new signs that are popping up that say Hillary for jail? That's terrible. But saying it and being indicted are two different things, by the way. All right, so here's what else is buzzing around the planet. And it includes this story that I love. A lot of people are talking about this. And if you haven't heard, you're gonna like it when I tee this up. I want to say hi to our pals in Sarasota and Jacksonville, Miami, and everybody listening to us, Tampa, all over Florida. And how about this story about a mom who stopped at a gas station in Hialeah on Monday night, saw two people in ski masks charge at the car next to hers at the gas pump. The woman in the other car was able to lock herself in her car, right, before the men could get inside. So she drove off. So the would-be robbers turned to the mother's car and she was standing outside of her car pumping gas. The men tried to jump in the car but were fought off by the mother. They didn't know the woman's two children were in the back seat of the car. She jumped into the car, yanking one of them out of the driver's seat and basically tossing them on the ground. And, you know, and then doing what she could. She wasn't going to let her kids be taken. So she fought, she dragged the guy out of the car, and they ran away. The two suspects went off in a getaway car that was caught by the cops pretty quickly. And because a police officer near the gas station saw the suspect's speeding car and began to follow it before it crashed into a fence. So you had a 19-year-old, and you had a 21-year-old that were trying to do this carjacking thing, and then, you know, they're going to be charged with a carjacking deal, attempted carjacking, and then fleeing from the cops. But good for the woman who fought him off. And there's video of this. I was watching the video, and it is pretty scary. It's scary because it's the unexpected thing. You know, it's the unexpected thing taking you by surprise, blindsiding you, which is tough. And you got kids in the car. Oh, my gosh. And it wasn't like it was 3 in the morning when this happened. The one woman goes, the next woman almost becomes the victim. But it didn't happen, thank goodness. Scary stuff. All right, Grim, we bounce back to him. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I probably owe your audience an explanation, but I got to do a number to you first. Out of all the candidates that are running, who? I'm talking about both sides, all the candidates.
Yeah.
Who's probably told the truth so far?
Oh, gosh, it's a hard question because when you know too much about Washington, then you know how to read between the lines. I mean, that illusion was destroyed for me so long ago.
It ought to be obvious. It ought to be obvious.
Well, here's what I would say. Of all the candidates who I really do think is telling the truth is Donald Trump. And the reason I think it's Trump is because he doesn't give a darn what you think. He doesn't care. He doesn't. I mean, I know people that know Trump, and they say, you know, he's really a nice guy when you meet him, and he's, you know, cordial and all this stuff. And I think Trump just is, when people think he's shooting from the hip, he is, because he's saying what he thinks.
Okay, but yet he still has a false character about him. You would agree with that.
It's the New York-y thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
And so if I'm not from New York, and if I can see how he would definitely rub some people the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Out of all of them, I think it's the 79-year-old Bernie Sanders.
I think he's that way, too. No, I agree
I
with you.
I think he's telling the truth.
Yes, yes.
Even though nobody really wants to look. But today, the reason I say this is because on one of the major news networks, they talked about Cruz's tax plan and Donald's tax plan. Now,
right.
Donald says he wants to break it down into groups. Well, here's the first problem you're going to have. Who are you going to determine is rich?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's going to be the first problem.
Now, it's a struggle.
Well, the problem I find bad with Cruz is because you've seen my tax ideal.
Yeah.
And I agree with the 10%.
Yeah.
But 16% for the rich.
Yeah.
Another problem, how do you determine? Because I could own a whole lot of property and pay very little taxes and pay very little income to myself. But yet I can have $1 billion worth of property out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't determine. And another thing is you can't take my property away from me. That's, you know. But anyhow, Kate, I think there ought to be a cap. All of us pay 10%, but a cap at about $50 million. That way, you pay in 100% after the $50 million, and it does a lot of things. He's going to invest to make sure he keeps making his $50 million in his company or whatever it is, and he's going to be fair with the people because he wants to keep making his money. And it puts him in the same position as you and me. When I had to go out here and buy this $50,000 SUV, I got to save for it.
Right.
If he wants his $500 million yacht, he's on the same loan as
That's
I am.
Hilarious.
Can you see? I'm putting yes. in the same group, but 10%, because it's easy for the government to figure. But cap it at $50 million. After the $50 million, it's 100% pay-in.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm kind of with Ted Cruz. Yeah, the 10%, but come on. How are you going to determine who's rich out of either one of the policies? And it's going to be favoritism. I'm showing no favoritism. But that's just it. Bernie Sanders, to me, is the only one that's, you know, going after the rich. I think that's why even his own party doesn't want him.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, he's speaking the truth. Oh, my God, don't say, you know, don't live up to your promises, Bernie.
But, yeah, don't live up to your promises. No, I agree. And for a different reason than Trump. I mean, yeah, absolutely. You see how he is. What does he have to hide? But that's why people in Washington, even if they don't agree with his politics, a lot of people like him. A lot of people like Bernie Sanders, just like Trump. I mean, as many people that don't like Trump, there's plenty of people that will tell you incredible things about him.
Yeah. But he is a businessman, you know. I mean,
I
just don't like the way he's running things, and he's losing a lot of support right now. And he ought to spell out what he's going to get to the issues, Donald, and spell it out.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Spell it out. Spit it out. Spell it out. Well, but here's the thing. You got
to
make sure.
That's what brought him to the forefront. That's what brought him to the forefront was the illegal alien issues. He held
right.
up a spelled out piece of paper. Keep it up. But he stopped ever since then.
Well, see, then you got to sit there and you got to think and you got to spell it out and make sure it's what you want, because then you get caught up in it. And I think there is a method to that, and that's the key thing. And so if he's going to do it, he's got to be able to live with whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we just said that you can't make all these campaign promises, you know, and I can't run out there and say, well, I want a flat tax, and then I change them. No, and now I want a fair tax. No, well, I just reinvest. Then you say, well, she is wimpy. She is a flip-flopper. So whatever the policy, whatever it is you're going to say, and we want to hold everyone's feet to the fire, you better have that thought out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. But we're at a point. I don't know if we make it to the election the way we're going now. Stock market.
you crack me up.
They're not even playing the stock market as being a big deal. But
and it is a big deal. Trust me, it is. Just look at any of the blue chip stocks, and you know that it's a big deal because people are bailing out. That's what they're doing. They're selling. They're getting out. They're rolling it into cash or taking the profits off the table. Hang with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here on America Tonight, an important one. Think of endoscopy. I've got Dave Schwartz with us, Citizens for Safe Endoscopy. Think about it, and I know Joan Rivers, if you remember, it's been 2 years, but how shocked and horrified people were when they realized what it was that had happened to her with endoscopy. And, of course, her poor daughter was just beside herself. But I think it really shined a light on what are the problems and how do you ensure that it's safe with the procedure that you're getting that you think is relatively routine, or is it? Dave, thanks so much for popping up on the show. I guess that's the question. Is it relatively routine, or do we just think that?
Well, and thank you for having me on such an important issue. There are multiple facets to this issue, but the bottom line is medical dishonesty and intellectual dishonesty on the part of the medical profession. We have about 10 million upper endoscopic procedures every single year. And these 10 million, for the most part, patients are sedated during those procedures. And this is where the medical dishonesty comes in from. It's about $3,000 or anywhere up to $3,000 to do an in-office upper endoscopic procedure, which means $30 billion. $30 billion in the pockets of the medical industry, and patients are paying that money. there is a procedure, transnasal endoscopy or transnasal esophagoscopy, which basically is like a spaghetti-like camera that goes through the nose. The patient is completely upright, completely awake during the procedure, and the entire procedure does not take more than 10 minutes. And you get the same screening as you would by sedating a patient and going through the throat of the usual EGD. And the reason why this is happening is all about money. The transnasal procedure, the reimbursement is about $200. The in-office sedation is around $3,000. We think we could save $15 billion a year. And also, obviously, there's a safety issue involved, because although the vast majority of sedated procedures go as planned, 0.5% don't. And they end up in some sort of complication. And obviously, in the Joan Rivers case, it was a tragic complication. So when you look at 0.5, it doesn't sound like that's a big number, but 0.5 amounts to 50,000 procedures every single year with complications due to sedation. And some of those people tragically die. And you know, the medical dishonesty that's going on, where patients aren't informed of a safer procedure where greed is at play here, is just unconscionable.
Yeah, so you're trying to raise that awareness, am I right? And you're doing interviews like this. And what else do you do to let people know, hey, be careful, this is the deal?
You know, we just started this movement. This movement has been really shut down by a lot of forces, whether it's medical societies, the FDA, and also big manufacturers, foreign manufacturers, Olympus, and other endoscopic manufacturers, which own 100% of the endoscope market, and they don't want these issues to come into play. So that's a huge issue. And now with Obamacare, we just heard today that UnitedHealthcare is going to lose $1 billion this year. You know, we could save $15 billion a year in the system, $15 billion, by doing simpler procedures that are safer and are cost-effective, and we're not getting it done, and we're not getting the word out there because of all these forces that spend millions and millions of dollars lobbying to keep the status quo. It's really an unconscionable situation. And then there's the situation of endoscopic cross-contamination. That's the second piece that we're working on.
Yeah.
And we believe, you know, there are 15 million endoscopic procedures every year in the U.S., that 2.7% of them amount to some sort of cross-contamination. That's at least 270,000 patients at risk every single year due to endoscopic cross-contamination. And again, there are technologies out there that could alleviate this problem. There's the endosheath technology. There are disposable endoscopes out there. So we need to push for a complete sterilization standard. You know, this needs to be a semi-critical device, which would call for complete sterilization, as opposed to the disinfection standard that's in place right now, which is the killing of almost all microbial life, but not all. And the types of microbial life that could live through the disinfection process are hepatitis and tuberculosis and all these superbugs.
Wow.
And we have technology out there right now that could avoid this. But again, the forces, the endoscope manufacturers, the medical dishonesty that's going on is a shame. You know, we just want to have an education process and enter into a conversation here where we can do better. We could really do better as a country and alleviate this for patients. And it's the lobbying and it's the big forces out there that are trying to quash this movement.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dave Schwartz, Citizens for Safe Endoscopy, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And, you know, it's interesting you say about the contamination. And this was on the heels, a lot of this started to break on the heels a couple of years ago of Joan Rivers dying and the contamination in Los Angeles in a well-known hospital. And I think that people are just scared to death. And this is good to warn people there are other procedures. And again, when it's suggested by your doctor, you may have some people that take a step back now.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that we got to go to 0 to 100. And, you know, we could have had a conversation all along and an analysis all along over a number of years. And by the way, the cross-contamination outbreaks that we hear about, like UCLA, it just scratches the surface. because we don't even know about all the patients out there that have been infected. Because the ASGE comes up with it, and that's the American Society of Gastroenterologists, they come up with a fictional number. They say it's one out of 1.8 million. At least they were going with that number for a while. I think they're starting to back off it. In order to come up with that number, you know, you have to have an endoscopic procedure in a doctor's office, all right? And then, you know, a few weeks later, you come down with some sort of virus or something. You know, you have to go back to that doctor. The doctor has to say to the patient, oh, yeah, you got infected by the endoscopic procedure that I gave to you 3 weeks ago. And by the way, hang on here one second. I'm going to go report this to a medical journal. I think we all understand how fictional and how ridiculous that scenario is. And that's where they came up with their number, one out of 1.8 million. It's really a lot more. And there are so many infections that people get, you know, just common infections. A lot of times it's not a major infection when I give the 270,000 number. And they can't, there's just no linkage to the endoscopic procedure that they had. We have to take a good look at this. And there are solutions out there. We have solutions out there. The endosheath technology, which is a giant condom-like object that goes over all the parts of the endoscope that come into contact with the human body, and then the other parts are disposable. That technology is out there today. And I have to tell you, Olympus, you know, they're claiming they didn't know that their duendoscopes were unsafe. They've known about it since the mid-90s. In fact, if you look at some of their patent applications, they admit that there could be problems with cross-contamination. Oh. So I have no idea, you know, what's going to happen with them, but somebody needs to take a good look. I know they're under investigation, and, you know, we just need to know the facts.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people have to go through this procedure because you have people that, what's really prevalent, and I know that's always suggested, is people with acid reflux. And I think more and more people have that. So it's not, oh, that's just something that happens with a few people. No. It's still being suggested and recommended all over the place, isn't it?
Sure. Acid reflux is a secret killer because, you know, that could lead to esophageal cancer, which is the fastest growing cancer, and Barrett's esophagus, all kinds of problems. I have the good news, though, with that. With acid reflux, the good news is when you're doing screening for acid reflux and esophageal cancer and all the other related conditions, you don't need to have an endoscopic procedure where you're put out, you lose an entire day of work, and you're risking, there's safety issues in risking that. You could have a TNE, a transnasal esophagoscopy, through the nose, sitting upright. It takes 5 minutes to get a diagnosis of acid reflux. It takes 5 to 10 minutes to do an analysis of your vocal cords and your esophagus. And that's the good news. And the second part of the good news is that technology, the sheath technology, is perfected in the T&E procedures. So every single person could get screened for acid reflux through a T&E procedure, and the patients should really start demanding it. We need a full movement here because they're not teaching T&E in medical schools. They're teaching the traditional methods because of the intellectual dishonesty, I think, that's in the medical profession right now, where they make the $3,000 a pop by putting patients out. And by the way, what about the effects on the economy of a patient being put out and losing an entire day of work?
Yeah.
As opposed to a T&E procedure where it's a spaghetti-like camera. It works just as good as the traditional endoscope. And it's videotaped, and the doctor can go back and look at every aspect of it. And I've had it done to myself.
Yeah,
and,
I've and heard it, that, too.
It works perfectly. And the question becomes, why is this not prevalent? Why don't we have 5 million T&E procedures a year?
Yep.
And it's all intellectual dishonesty and a real conspiracy on the part of the manufacturers.
Absolutely. We got to fly. Dave Schwartz, thanks so much. Check it out. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
That have to do with years. Guns N' Roses was formed 31 years ago. Yes, it's true. How about this? Cyndi Lauper is going to be 63 years old this year. Girls just want to have fun, but they can't stop time. The movie E.T. released 34 years ago. Got to tell you a funny story about this. My Spanish was so-so, and I was in Spain, in Madrid. The exchange rate was phenomenal when I was there. And I remember it was like a re-release, or they were redoing it, or I don't know why. It was a second go-around. So in other words, it wasn't when it was released, it was like 15 years later. But the movie in Spain is called E.T. What? E.T. Oh, E.T. Scooby-Doo, and that movie, by the way, was released 34 years ago. Scooby-Doo made his first TV appearance 47 years ago. Ruh-roh. The first compact discs, really, were sold 34 years ago. How about this? Pac-Man was released 36 years ago. Oh, man. That's a long time. 36 years, it's a long time. This might have been a long time coming or not, but talk about breaking ranks. There are some glass ceiling breakers all of a sudden in sports leagues. The Buffalo Bills added Catherine Smith to their special teams staff. And isn't that interesting? So she's a full-time female assistant coach. Whoops, she is the first full-time female assistant coach in NFL history. So she's joining the ranks of women who have now jumped into the NBA, Major League Baseball, and now the NFL. Remember, it was in August of 2014 where San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich hired an assistant coach and broke ranks there. And it made big news, but none of the players, when you talk to the players, they don't care. You know, they're not fazed by it. They think it's fine as long as the women can handle it better in those roles. So as much as it is like kind of a breakthrough thing, it depends on the person. And Becky Hammond is well-liked, and the Spurs players think she definitely has skins on the wall, and they're cool with it. They like her. But this is big news, the fact that Catherine Smith is now an assistant coach, basically, female assistant, with the Bills. So Rex Ryan making a little history, I guess, by the hire. Moving on to other numbers, from You Won't Believe How Old Everybody Is, to a female coach in the NFL with a team, to this one, the Affluenza, teen will no longer, they say, fight transfer from Mexico to the U.S. So check this out. Ethan Couch, they say, might have been forced to go to Mexico. One of the attorneys raised that possibility in a Fort Worth courtroom this week, and reporters, after hearing about Couch's status as a juvenile was rescheduled for next month, Couch's attorney, Scott Brown, argued that the hearing to transfer the case to adult court shouldn't be allowed to proceed because there was no proof that he voluntarily absented himself from being at the hearing. Oh, there's always crazy things when it has to do with this Affluenza kid. Remember, he's on probation in Texas for killing four people in a drunk driving deal in 2013 when he was 16. So in mid-December, a warrant was issued for Couch, who's now 18, to be taken into custody after his probation officer couldn't reach him. He appeared to just drop off the radar after a video emerged that supposedly showed him at a party where alcohol was consumed. So all of this spells the same thing. Problems. And you know, they got to spell out why they believed he was in Mexico, not on his own. And then I guess what they'll say is, you know, the social media. But the social media showed him playing beer pong. And that certainly violates his probation. So not good news there. Did he or didn't he go? And you heard the numbers. A hearing on moving Couch's case from juvie to adult court is rescheduled for February 19th. That is a huge deal to this guy as to what happens in that hearing. How about this? A Navy SEAL allegedly kept a picture of Osama bin Laden's corpse, which is a no-no. But can you imagine if you were standing right there and you have the most notorious criminal in your sights, would you be tempted to snap that photo? Matthew Bisanti turned over a hard drive that had the photo to U.S. investigators in exchange for an agreement. He wouldn't be prosecuted for unlawfully possessing classified material. See? Classified material. Hillary Clinton. Bissonnette's lawyer, Robert Luskin, declined to comment on the contents of the Intercept article, the specifics of the information in question, and whether there had been any ongoing contact between the Pentagon or Bissonnette's legal representative. So, improper disclosure of classified information, what could they possibly get them on? And that's what it would be. Because he was a liaison for SEAL Team 6's command to equip the suppliers. The Intercept reported leading investigators, to focus on whether his performance in that role might have been influenced by his business dealings. Whatever happened to the guy who first tweeted out, as somebody asked me about the raid that killed bin Laden. I mean, he was a member of the elite SEAL team, but who alerted everybody? You know, there's always going to be controversy over that. And there's always going to be the want to release information and then the fight to keep the lid on it and saying it's classified. How about this? I'll tell you, you think of the things that are happening that just churn your stomach. And if you're a mother and you have to work and you have to do what you can to survive, what happens when you turn your kids over to a tutor, a friend, whatever? And in Nashville, an elementary school tutor has been charged with reckless endangerment after the cops say they found three children in the trunk of a car. Andrea James had 9 kids in her Chevy Malibu. A customer at a Speedway gas station reported seeing 3 of the kids, 9 to 10 years old, get out of the trunk on Sunday. So, Laverne Police Sergeant Bob Hayes said it's saddening and heartbreaking that an adult put other people's children or children in harm's way like that. Ugh. Luckily, all the kids were okay, and that's the key thing. But it would be frightening to see that if you were across the street or down the road or anyplace else. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Thanks so much, as always, the great work of Nathan Reeder. Boy, he makes me laugh. He makes you laugh, too, admit it. See you again. Remember, flip us that email, americatonight.net.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.